You are listening to the Vital MX Post Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Yeah, Jet Lawrence, Nashville. That was brilliant. First of all, your starts are back, which is great. You worked into it a bit in the main event, but it came around in the second half, and yeah, you were unstoppable.
Yeah, no, we did a lot of starts this week. I'm working on different techniques and different starts to try and help in those dry conditions, and it was still pretty grippy this weekend. Thankfully, and yeah, just kind of let the race get to me, and just kind of felt like, oh, if I just keep it going, keep hitting my lap times, I'll be might be able to get them in the end, and was got lucky off a few mistakes and that stuff, but nah, super pumped.
You followed Eli and Kenny off the triple before the whoops on like the third lap. You hadn't done that all day, had you?
No, I didn't see it either. Haven't done it, and those guys just did it, so I'm like, oh well, I'm guessing it's the speed, and we'll go for it.
Did you actually think it was faster? Because it,
I felt like it was, because you kind of go through a little bit more, so I felt like it was.
Where do you feel like you made gains from the first half of the race to the second half? Was it just consistency?
I think just consistency was a big key in this type of conditions, because you can't push the dirt too much, because it's if you try and push it too much, it can buy back pretty quickly, so yeah.
Did you feel like your mood today was different? Obviously a tight points race now, you had a bit of breathing room in recent weeks, so did today feel different at all?
Yeah, obviously kind of the losing streak I wasn't really too pumped about that, so we wanted to change it, and obviously the tight points, I mean personally I don't like sharing, so yeah, we wanted to get that back on one bike at least.
And last one, we've talked about your starts a lot, the hard pack versus soft dirt. Is this proof that now hard pack starts are okay for you? Or like you say, still tacky-ish?
It was still pretty tacky, so we'll see in the next few weekends. But we're hoping we fix it. We've been working hard on it, so hopefully it gets to work.
Hunter Lawrence, Nashville, overall, I feel like this was a step forward, or maybe not a step forward, but a step back to your best pre-injury.
Yeah absolutely. Heat race, even during the day, was a lot better. We were up a lot closer to the guys, which was really good. You know, intensity was there. Heat race was obviously really good. Going into the main, we were just, yeah, it's like you was, like you said, getting back close to where we were before, you know, the injury, which is cool. That's all you can ask for. Keep building throughout the year and come out swinging in summer.
So what happened? You crashed on lap two? One?
One, yeah, I got cleaned out. And it sucks when you're, you know, first lap, everyone's so close together. So, yeah, bit of a bummer, unfortunate. We were off to a good start, top five. The boys were right there, and yeah, I was feeling really good, obviously, and yeah, just kind of that, I just clawed back to seventh from what felt like dead last end some. I think it wasn't that bad. I think it was like 17th or 18th or something, and yeah, back to seventh. Just kind of when I got into seventh, I think Barsha and Cooper were like 12 or 13 seconds ahead on a track that's really hard to pull people in. It was really one line and stuff, but yeah, got close to Cooper at the end, but yeah, we just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah, like, let's be honest, the points this year, seventh has been your best. So for you to get there from dead last, like, that's a massive statement for you, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's been some races where I haven't had a crash, just a kind of crappy start. I'd get, you know, bumped around the first turn and come through to seventh with no crash. And then tonight, you know, to be there with a crash and come back to seventh is just kind of like, ah, shit, you know, it's like it felt like it was so much more tonight, but yeah, bummer it happens. But on to the next one, Philly.
We're into the dog days of this season now. Are you still learning and making progress, or are we past that point now?
I mean, yeah, you learn every time you race, right? You learn on bike setup, stuff like that. So those things are always good. You know, the team, they always take note of that stuff, and it's super beneficial when you may be in a kind of two minds on something and they go, hey, we did this for. Remember last year we did this at Nashville and you really liked it. You go, yeah, perfect, boom. And you don't have to make the decision. They kind of make it for you. Sometimes that really helps.
Last one. I am a bit of a musical idiot. Okay. So I don't really understand the whole Gibson collab deal.
Yeah.
But then I found out today it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So explain it to me, a musical idiot, in words that I will understand.
Musical idiot. So it started last year. Just obviously with my love for Tool, the guitarist Adam Jones, Gibson is located here in Nashville, and you name the biggest rock stars in the music industry, and they, you know, pretty much all use Gibson. So it's, man, it's incredible, the relationship. we've built with those guys is epic, and it's something that's going to happen annually. And I found out Supercross also had a collab with Gidsom tonight. They dropped on that one. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a non-endemic, brand. Nothing to do with our sport, and they love it as well. You know, music and sports kind of collide. They're already so hand in hand. You know, every athlete listens to music. Opening ceremonies, there's music. You know, so it's really cool, something I hold special and close to my heart. I had some great memories here last year, obviously, and even this year again. It's something cool. It's branching out, trying to get, you know, different eyes on the sport. So it's epic. We hope to keep doing it at other venues with other partners, other non-endemic brands and partners. And, as you've seen, Gibson, they did the trophies this year for Supercross, which is epic. I love that. Every stop on the tour is something unique to that city. I think that is badass, and it draws new eyeballs to the sport.
Can we get Sewer a Gibson deal or no?
Oh, it's possible. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, they're in Europe. They just actually, we talked about, they're opening actually, I don't know if they've announced that yet.
Oh.
We'll have to wait. We have to wait and see at the
it
end of the
like
year.
Sounds like I need a Gibson deal.
Yeah, you could. Maybe it's closer than you think. But yeah, it could be something really cool in Europe at the end of the year with them as well, with something new on their side opening that will be close by at the end of this season. So it could be cool.
Yeah, Adam Cincerello, Nashville. Better day-to-day results-wise, and also I feel like you got to check a few boxes, enjoy it a little more.
Oh, yeah.
So all round, I'd imagine you're leaving here happy.
Yeah, I was... practice was more the same. I feel like no matter how good I feel or bad I feel, I qualified 12th place, like, every time on the dot. I'm like the last factory dude every time. But, yeah, in practice, I actually tried to go. We were going after the mechanics area before the whoops. We started jumping off the wall, going double, and then jumping to the starter whoop, right? But we were down to the plywood on the inside, so it was hard to get the double out of the turn. So I rolled the wall, and then I tried to seat bounce triple into the starter whoop. And this is reason number 463 why I'm retiring. But I landed in the starter whoop. I made it, like, really solid.
Yep.
And my right hand just came off the bar. And so I skimmed, like, three whoops with one hand in the air. And I was able to walk it out, actually. Like, I didn't actually hit the ground.
Yeah, it didn't look like
that big a deal. No, but it made my wrist super sore. And I think that's what, in the main, maybe, I don't know, that's why. But heat race, let's talk about the heat race. Heat race was sick.
That was your moment.
Oh, my gosh. It was sick. I got to the lead, and the crowd went nuts, too. It was like, oh, man. I felt like I didn't deserve that, but it was cool, man. I wish I could have held Hunter off, like, for another 40 seconds, but that was great. My starts were pretty good all night. And, yeah, the main, I had a good opportunity. A lot of guys were hitting the deck. Had a great opportunity to get a better finish, but I got to like 12 minutes in and I just could not hang on. I had to start doubling through the whoops, rolling around. So it is what it is.
So a positive day, but also it sounds like validation that you've made the right decision.
Yeah.
Because even on a good day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know I could, especially. So here's a little tech tip for you guys. So one of the things, it's not just the hand, it's my shoulders are really bad. So it's really hard for me, and especially it's tough on a 450, it's really hard for me to have my outside elbows up. Like if you see me in turns a lot in pictures, you'll have my elbow will be down like this. It's because my range of motion with my shoulders is so, I'm over here doing all these moves, is so bad. When you don't have your outside elbow up, especially on a 450, it's hard to make the turn. So, and when the track is rutty, like it almost always is now, it becomes increasingly difficult for me to turn. But when it's like it was tonight, a little bit looser, I can brake slide it, and I really don't need my upper body that much. Like, I can do most of the work with my hips and kind of slide it around. So I think that's why I had a little more speed in the tank tonight, and I know I can still do it. You know, I know I can still go pretty fast, but, yeah, it's just body's not having it anymore. I'm going to be doing a lot of this.
crazy to say this because it was only a heat race.
Oh,
but
no.
First time you'd led in a while, were you, like, overthinking the situation
a
little?
I was actually telling my girlfriend in between, because, I've been dating my girlfriend now for 2 years, and she knows, like, nothing about dirt bikes. So every time I come back, whether I get, like, 20th or whatever, she's like, you did great. You did great.
And you need that support.
Yeah, but I'm telling her, I'm like, I used to be good. Like, I used to be good, I promise. So after I came back after that heat race, it was like I won a title. And I'm like, we need to chill a little bit. But, yeah, that was crazy fun. Crazy fun.
Last one, because you are a smart dude, not to blow smoke. But nice. Nashville last year claimed a lot of guys. It happened again this year.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can point to out there? The dirt, the way it develops? Is there any rhyme or reason?
I'm just happy I avoided Cooper Webb's dome this year. You know, I wasn't... Yeah, I'm the one now that's kind of just like bopping around out there in third gear, low RPMs, and everybody's just hitting the deck around me. I really don't know what it is. I know that the track went from soft this morning to really... really slick, and just a lot of weird sections that can catch you off guard. Like when the track is soft in the morning and then it gets kind of harder as the day goes on, some of the pockets and the rhythm lanes are a little bit weird. Like where Chase messed up, where he did that double right there, it could kind of like pop you up that way. So I don't know. To me, the faces have been a little bit different, like a little bit weird this year, like just some of the angles. So
like mellow or steep or
no, like steep, and then they're so soft the way that they, I don't know, it's like the way that they kick you and throw you. Remember Justin Cooper last weekend, yeah, like off that three, you have to be so careful. I feel like I have to high wheel jumps all the time because you just never know when it's going to throw you forward. So I don't know. I think also just everybody's pushing the pace, and this little Australian baby is just clapping our cheeks.
RJ Hampshire, Nashville, as far as perfect days go, I feel that was it. Your starts were back, massive, riding was perfection. Best day of your career, maybe?
Yeah, I'd definitely say so. Just had that feeling where I could go as fast as I needed to. And you can kind of see that second practice, like, I went fast, was fast, went even faster, and then I'm like, okay, like, we got a good feeling for tonight. Yeah, man, just one of those nights where look back on and you try to do everything the same, you try to, man, even almost eat the same, like you just have that feeling. I mean, I had it, it sucked because after St. Louis and Seattle, like, dude, I just got my ass kicked, and I haven't felt like that in my career whenever I shouldn't have gotten, you know, smoked, and I did. Like all the other times, like I'm supposed to get smoked, like whatever, like, but yeah, man, it didn't sit well. So I just stayed on it, and that weekend off, like, you know, 2 weeks off, I think that was kind of the difference. Like, my intensity was high, I could set the pace, start was awesome in that main event, was confident what I was doing, so really stoked on that.
Could you tell where Levi was in the first couple of laps? Because there were a few spots where you could glance over.
It was hard to tell. At first I thought it was Cam, and then I seen that there was two PC bikes back there, and I was like, oh man, this could be real, really good night. Like, it was a good night already, and then I seen both PC bikes, I'm like, okay. And then I was kind of gauging where I was in the race to him, because I could see him, I think it was after the sand, or yeah, coming through the sand, I could see him at the finish and going through like that. Really stoked on how the whole weekend really turned out, like just good vibes all the way around.
What did you do to your starts? Because they were much, much improved.
Yeah, I mean, not really changed too much. It was more just my confidence. And, like, dude, I did a lot of starts from, you know, the last time we raced to now. Went to California for a couple days, tested some outdoors. And, man, I honestly feel like outdoors helped me out more than anything. Like, just getting that speed back. But like I said, I don't want to say I slacked off in those 6 weeks breaks after Glendale. I just didn't have things go my way, and like, I had to take a couple of days off, and yeah, I just felt like I lost the intensity, and it showed. Like, I just wasn't that good in Seattle or St. Louis, so I needed to get back on track. And we don't have a race next weekend, but at least it's only a week break or a weekend off break, and I'm right back to it. So it's a really good time to kind of get it back going in my favor.
Yeah, when we spoke after, say, St. Louis or Seattle, your confidence was just rock bottom. You could tell just by looking at you. Complete polar opposite now, and that's valuable. 2-point lead with two rounds to go, and yeah, confidence needs to be on your side.
Yeah, big time. And man, there was just some things nagging coming into Seattle, and I just had a couple crashes that were they definitely hurt, and I wasn't necessarily like I was thinking about them, but it was there enough where it was bugging me, like riding, and just shaking someone's hand coming into I remember exactly what it was, shaking someone's hand Friday before St. Louis, and just some asshole wants to do that, like, hard shake, and my hand's right back to where it was before Seattle. So it was like just little things like that,
kind of they hurt your confidence, really. And then whenever Levi's literally hole shotting everything, that sucks also. So yeah, that's really what I focused on, man. Just be here, get a start, set the pace, do what I can, and whatever happens behind me happens. And yeah, tonight was definitely went my way.
Yeah, Hayden Deegan, Nashville, honestly, well done, because you were so far back in the main event.
Yeah.
For you to get to where you got to in a showdown as well, yeah, I think that's impressive, and not the result you wanted, but still, good things to come from this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, man, today was eventful. I was happy with my qualifying and then heat race. Got a decent start, was in second or maybe third, and tucked the front. And it was scary. It was a scary heat race. I had a rider I just could not get by, so I was freaking on my toes, barely got in. And then, yeah, main event was on the first gate on the inside because I messed up in the heat race. So it was coming from the back, got a last place start, and there was a pile up in the second turn, got stuck on one of the guys, got going, and actually me and Anstey ran into each other, and it bent my radiator in where it was getting stuck on my fender. So my front end kept getting stuck, and it was like sketchy as heck. But I mean, you just got to push through those things, and if you want to be on top, you got to push through adversity. So yeah, sixth place today in an east-west, coming from the back, I'm happy with it. And yeah, now we're second in points, 13 behind Viao, and yeah, now it's two races to go, so I ain't gonna be nice at all, especially being 13 points down. I have nothing to lose, so we're gonna be coming in these two last rounds with a handful.
I was thinking the inside gate choice was just a defensive move, but was that literally the only good option for you?
Yeah, 100%. It was either go all the way on the outside and freaking those guys got pushed out, or you go inside and hope they fade out. And yeah, Jalik just had a better jump and got pinched off right away, which ruined me. But it was better than going to the outside, because a lot of the dudes on the outside were in that first turn pileup. So, yeah, inside was just a gamble we took.
I know you don't want to talk too much about what happened to you in the off season, but how much healthier are you now versus round one? Is it night and day difference?
Yeah, 100%. I'm freaking was in a bad spot coming in the first round, I'll tell you that. And we're doing good now. We're getting better. We're going up. And you know, today obviously wasn't like position-wise where you want, but the way I rode, we're just slowly getting better. So if we can keep doing that, it'll be good.
Last thing, is there one part of your program that you feel you need to improve for the last two rounds? I'm thinking starts, maybe?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I just got to lock in on the starts and dial them in. I mean, my starts were really good at a few of the rounds. So if I can just get that back where my starts are dialed in. And I can't be stupid in the heat races. I mean, if I would have had a good gate, it would have been a whole lot different. So, yeah, we'll go work on starts 100%. That was a weakness tonight. And, yeah.
Jason Anderson, Nashville just wrapped up fourth on the night.
Yeah.
I really feel like this is one of the best rides I've seen out of you. You were gaining at the end on Coop. You looked really confident. Anything different about tonight?
Just felt better.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Is that really what it's come down to, is just feeling well and getting comfortable?
I mean, for me, I think it's been a little bit of a tough go at it, like the last few weekends. But I always felt like as long as I just keep working hard and keep putting in the laps, that it always seems to come around. And I'm lucky that I have that, you know, in me to do. But, yeah, I mean, even though I got P4, I feel like it's crazy for how good I rode. Usually back in the past, that would have been easy podium, you know. But the class is very high pace right now. And all the guys I'm racing are pretty incredible. So, yeah, I just want to keep moving forward and keep getting better and hopefully get back on the box and keep that a trend.
Yeah, you've talked about last year a lot of other things on your mind, and you kind of mentally maybe weren't ready to push so hard last year. And I keep hearing how fast you are at the test track and how good you're riding. Do you feel there's a little bit of that still in the back of your mind of once it comes to race time that it's you don't want to push
over? I just feel like at the practice track I'm so comfortable.
Yeah.
It's easy for me. And I think sometimes I feel too comfortable and too fast at the practice track that sometimes when I get to the races and I'm uncomfortable, I'm like, woo, you know? And I it's just I think everyone's like that. If they're uncomfortable, you could push the edge and fall. Or for me, sometimes pushing the edge, I just want to, you know, bring it back a little bit. But it's not that I don't want it. It's not that I don't want to push the edge. I just want to be comfortable pushing the edge. And I haven't really been comfortable pushing the edge on my motorcycle recently. But tonight was a step in the right direction to where I felt like I was more comfortable pushing the edge. But just getting my confidence back running with those guys. I think last week I ran with them for a decent amount and kind of fell back.
and this week being able to stay with Coop. I think me and Coop weren't doing that rhythm after the start, but he's riding really well right now, and I think he was a tick off, and I wasn't able to capitalize on being ahead of him, but I'm still in the ball game, you know, yeah. within that realm of being on the podium and being one of those guys, and I don't ever want to give that up.
Yeah, you're still loving doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you go to the test track or ride, it's still like 20 years ago when you were a little kid.
Yeah, my ego's still high. I don't want no one to be faster than me.
I love it. Yeah. Drop some new stuff. I think Team Fried this week.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Just some messing around stuff. Yeah, so I did a deal with the company, and yeah, we're trying to bring it back and see if people like it.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, three to go. What will make this season a success for you with three to go?
I think being able to be back in the top five would be nice, and being able to be top five in points. I think that'd be a real cherry on top for me.
Jaleece Wool, Nashville, fifth on the night, I believe fifth in the heat race?
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it was a good night. I really feel like your season is progressing. Let's talk about Nashville first, though. How do you feel about fifth tonight?
I mean, it was P2 for East, so... yeah, would have been a putty in the night if it was a normal night. But, yeah, I mean, it feels good. The gate was stacked, obviously. All the West boys are fast. And, yeah, our coast is just a stack, too. So, yeah, combine them and get a P5. Honestly, it's as good as a podium for me tonight, I think.
Track seemed like it did not break down very much. It feels like it was one of the better track conditions of the season. Good rhythms, a few places to pass. What did you think of the track? I might be wrong.
It's hard to say. Like, yeah, I mean, the passes, you had to get rough to get the passes done. But to me, I thought the track was pretty cool. It was technical. I thought, like, yeah, it was kind of everybody doing the same rhythms, kind of. But like the whoops were gnarly. There was definitely things that were pretty techy about the track, and obviously, like, how dry it got made like you needed a lot of finesse for tonight. And the track was easy to bite you. So, I don't know. I thought the track was okay. I mean, anytime we're not in a mud pit, I'll take it.
Fair. Obviously, first year for Triumph. So I think a lot of us have to realize, hey, there's still kinks to work out, bugs to work out, new team for you. You've had injuries in the past. So there's a lot of things that play into your results this year.
Yeah.
And I do believe you're getting better and better each week. Do you feel the same? Do you feel like you've progressed?
Yeah, I feel like that for sure. I mean, before this, I mean, it was just due to injury. I mean, I've missed a whole year of Supercross before even signing this contract, obviously. And with the humerus last year that I broke, like, I sat out all Supercross. So for me, this is my first Supercross season and since 2021, somewhere around there. So yeah, for me, it was getting back into the rhythm of how Supercross is. It's a lot different. Like, obviously I raced outdoors last year, but it's just different. The intensity of Supercross and just everything about it, it's just a different riding style. It's all out, and then, you know, the last minutes you just kind of pace, but it's different than outdoors, you know. And it's taken me a little bit to get back going. I feel like every time I have momentum, something kind of happened, which sucks, but that's the way the sport goes. It's brutal. And yeah, like, second round I had that incident with Max and didn't get any points that night, just was out. And and then after that I had broke my L3 and my L4 in my back, so the rounds after that were a struggle. And yeah, honestly, I've just been gritting it out all year, and this is the first round where I finally felt like, obviously, the back pain isn't going to go away. It's going to take a while to heal, but it was the first night I could kind of be myself, and I feel like I'm working back towards that. I feel like I'm not there yet, but I keep getting good starts and put myself in good positions, and I'm starting to believe the more I'm out there. So, obviously, I know outdoors what I can do, but Supercross is, it's a whole nother world, and I'm trying to get back to where I need to be.
Let's close this thing out with just a couple races to go. Another showdown to close the whole series out. What will make a successful final couple rounds for you and a happy season?
Get on the box. I mean, okay. I'm at the point in my career where, like, it's time to start chipping off these things and trying to get these wins. And I'm fully capable of it. Like, I haven't fully unlocked my practice week pace yet, if that makes sense. So I know there's a lot to, there's a lot coming, and I'm very excited. Me and the team are working pretty hard, and yeah, it'll all come to come to light soon. I mean, P2 for East tonight, so tonight would have been a podium. So it's good. I'm showing myself again that I belong here, and yeah, it's hard to get yourself in the dumps when you go through injuries and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, to finally be climbing my way back, it feels good. And, you know, the more I can just see progression every weekend, I'll take it.
Phil Nicoletti on the retirement tour, 10th yeah. overall in Nashville.
Yep.
Going home healthy. Yep. How you feel about your night?
It was okay. My heat race was good. Second practice was good for me. I felt a good flow on the track for the most part. I just, like I said over there in another interview, I'm over this nine whoop dozer jumping bullshit. Like, I fucking hate jumping whoops, and they get edgy and they're squirrely, and I can't do it, so that makes me even more pissed. And I just think it takes away a skill that I have that I can't use anymore, you know, and I'm not learning a new skill on how to jump fucking whoops. So but overall it was good. I was in fifth, sixth, I was behind Jalik for a while, and then I just kind of got ate alive by three or four guys and ended up 10th. So kind of a little bit bummed because my first 9, 10 laps were okay, and then I got freight trained and ended up 10th.
What did you think of the track, minus the nine whoop thing? The track seemed like this was the best conditions of a track all season.
I think because it started off really wet to begin with, but I don't think if they had that much water in it, it would have been that good. It would have been really hard, hard pack, blue groove, kind of dusty type stuff, because a lot of parts of the track started to get that shine. And we were down to plywood in three corners. So, it was pretty tricky, pretty hard pack in some spots.
Three rounds to go. Again, you announced your retirement. This is the first race you've had post-announcement.
Yep.
How did it feel?
I'm not going to lie. Since Thursday, the overwhelming support I got from everybody, you know what I mean? It was a lot to take in, and Nashville was very stressful with that, and plus it being a shootout. So to be able to block all that out and still put in my heat race and my practices and my main, like, it shows that I can still handle it okay, you know? But it was a cool feeling to get P10 with all the badasses and stuff, because the kids are fast. Like, I just don't have that fast switch anymore, and they can figure stuff out on the track quicker than I can. And, I just feel like I got two races left to kind of really showcase what I can do. The goal before the season was to try and get a podium, but I'm pretty far off of that. So try and get some hole shots and lead some laps before it's over in Supercross, and then start the grind for the great outdoors.
Yeah. That aside, you talked about the support from the industry. I saw the team tent today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people coming by, a lot of fans.
Yep.
So you've got a couple more rounds to enjoy that. Are you going to really embrace that even more than normal?
Yeah.
Soak that in?
Yeah. It's that's why I did it at Nashville, just to kind of so people knew going to the last couple and outdoors. But, like, to be honest with you, I consider myself a slapdick. You know what I mean? But I guess when you've been around the block for a while, and I've done okay at racing, but to see all the people that came up and cared, and like I said, a lot of the industry people, and don't get me wrong, I hate some of the people in the industry, and even the ones I don't like came up and said, you know, it's awesome. So to me, it means a lot.
Well, I appreciate it. I won't be any more Supercrosses. I hope I see you outdoors, but sure. I'm going to miss you, man. I mean, I know you'll be around some, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a different view from watching, you know, in the stands, but I don't mind watching from the stands anymore. So it feels good, and I enjoy having a beer nowadays when I watch the other guys. So it's time to give it to another kid, you know what I mean? So my time's come and gone, and, bigger and better things.
Cody Schock, 12th on the night in Nashville. A couple rounds to go in the series. Just announced your 3-year deal. Like, really a lot of cool stuff, first of all, coming in this week. But you said it's not the greatest result. So just talk about the night, first of all. And having that pressure kind of off you with the deal.
Yeah. I mean, today, honestly, was fantastic. Sometimes our finish on paper doesn't necessarily show, like, our ride. for our heat race, which was like our a main event for the East Coast, hole shotted and then got third. That was sick. And then in the main, okay start. I worked my way up to like eighth, and then sorry, Phil, I bumped him a little bit and I went down. It was just kind of like one of those things where I went to the inside line and so did he, and he had a better angle and I fell. So went from last back up to 12th, and I charged the entire 15 minutes, and it was such a good ride for me. I needed that. Honestly, I haven't had one of those motos where something happened and then I got to come back. I've generally been starting pretty well and ending kind of where I start, and tonight I definitely proved to myself that I can charge the entire 15 minutes and feel good. This track tonight was pretty demanding in a different way and threw a lot of things at you that you had to kind of couldn't relax, honestly. And yeah, 12th of the night, but I'm stoked.
Talk about that. You said it threw a lot of things at you, and from the stands, and I asked the riders, this seemed like one of the better tracks condition-wise than we've had all season. So what was it throwing at you that you're, what are the things you're talking about?
So it's hard to explain, but some of our transitions were dry, but there was like a soft spot in them, so like there was a rut, but like it would be like a soft hole and then hard pack and then another soft hole. And then, so if you were to like land in with your front end first, it would like catch you as like a little square edge. And then it was marbly in some turns, and then there'd be like no rut, and then all of a sudden a deep rut coming out. I don't know. The track was definitely a good track. Don't get me wrong. Layout I thought was fun. I think it was probably one of the better ones to flow. Just the soil here itself is different. It can be really wet, and then it can get super hard packed. So there's kind of like that fine line of when it's going to be good and not. And I mean, I think it showed tonight because everyone kind of struggled in some sort of way. And like, there was a lot of chaos going on.
Yeah. So, 450 class got kind of decimated tonight.
Dude,
not all because of track conditions, but.
Dude, this sport can take you down within not even that.
Yeah.
And for me to come out here and end the night healthy, I'm amped. So on to Philly, that's a home race, and
yeah.
I'm ready to live that one up.
So with two rounds left and another showdown, what would you like to see out of yourself? What's going to make you happy with these final two?
Get a good start in the mains.
Okay.
And I really want that podium. I know I can do it. I proved it tonight in the heat race. So, if I can get closer, that'd be great. But honestly, just want to continue put in my own laps and just, yeah, crush it. I mean, we've had a pretty solid year. Can't really ask for much more. But, yeah, we're just building. We're learning every weekend.
Yep.
And for the last showdown, do better than 12th.
Gage Linville, man. A little bit of the talk of the press box. You've been riding so well. You've been making mains like crazy lately. Let's start with the heat race.
Oh, man.
A little bit of battle with Hayden Deegan.
Yes.
That was cool, man. How was it for you?
No, I enjoyed it. I've never battled that hard for the whole heat race, so that was definitely intense.
Did you know it was him?
Yeah. I knew it was a star bike. I'm not going to say I knew exactly it was him. He got beside me a couple of times. I was able to kind of edge him out. But no, I mean, 9th, 10th, like 11th and 12th, we were all right there. It was like a freight train, which was, I thought, pretty badass. I was in like 9th, and I hit, I think, Romano when he fell, and I went back to 11th.
That's right.
And then went to 10th, and it was like, I think 9th through 11th were half a second. So that was definitely sweet. Sweet to battle with.
LCQ second?
Yes.
Yes, and then like Daxton Bennett, another star rider.
Absolutely.
Was not gaining on you.
No.
Like, very impressive ride. I mean, Daxton's felt it seemed like he was off the pace tonight, but that doesn't matter. The fact is, you're riding extremely well. You're coming into your own after doing futures. What are you learning each week that's helping with this improvement?
Man, there's a lot. You know, you learn the tracks better, how they develop, how they form. And honestly, like, for me, like, I feel like my confidence is building. I had qualified good last weekend, and I crashed three times and got 17th, which to me is is better for me. And then this weekend, you know, I was 8th this morning and then 14th my second session. Like, my confidence is getting higher. I feel like it's transitioning into my riding. So, yeah, should be on a high going into Philly.
Yeah, it's cool seeing the success in the Dirt Bike Depot team, a true privateer team, and you guys doing well, battling with the factory riders. Main event, yeah, you ended up 21st. You were up farther than that. You said you had a crash. Just take us through the main event and how that went.
Yeah, no, I think I started like 17th or 18th and got shuffled back to 19th. These guys are insane. I mean, everybody's riding fast. Yeah, me and Daxton, I actually told our team manager, Max, that I've never battled so hard in my life for a 19th and 20th place. Me and Daxton were going back and forth. Yeah, I ended up crashing. He got around me. And, yeah, it just took me a little longer to get up. We had like 4 minutes left. I was pretty tired. Yeah, it's always great to crash for 4 minutes. And, yeah, ended up getting shuffled back to 21st. But, no, it was definitely, you know, ending on a high. And to battle, you know, with them guys in the East-West is – it's impressive for me, I think, especially being a full privateer, you know, with the help of Dirt Bike Depot. But, you know, we don't get bikes, we don't get parts, we buy our stuff, and luckily we get discounts. But, yeah, no, I think it was definitely a high for us. A
couple more questions. You've been working with Yogi, Ezra Lusk?
Yes.
What's the biggest thing he helps you with?
Oh, man, I mean, I can't say one thing.
Okay.
It's everything. It's mental, physical, you know, on the bike. It's a lot. And now getting down, you know, he's told me it's time to show or keep or not, you know, time to shit or get off the pot, and excuse my language, but no, we've been working, and it's finally starting to show. Just got to keep it up. So
two more rounds to go for you. What do you want? What's the next step that you want out of these last couple rounds, including another showdown?
Yeah, for Philly, you know, the goal's top 10. I haven't got
you
a
told
top
me that a
10.
Couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's been the goal, and I'm not going to change it now with two rounds left. I think that's very doable, especially with how my night went tonight. I think if we can get a top 10, and then we'll be having some good highs going into the East-West. And for the East-West, you know, I want to score points. You know, I want to be that 15th to 18th place guy at the East West. I think that says something as a true privateer, because I think I have to beat a couple factory guys to get there. And yeah, you know, that's the goal from here out.
All right, Freddie Noren, we're just wrapping up here in Nashville. It's at 17th on the night. You just told me this. You feel like this was one of the best mains you've had tonight, which is pretty impressive, seeing how you missed last week, kind of recovering from a little injury.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I've had really good races this year, but I've had mistakes and falls and crashes and stuff like that. That's kind of put me back in, you know, 21st, 21st, you know. So, like, it's not where I feel like I should be or can be. So tonight, 17 doesn't sound very glamorous, but to me, that was actually it was a good race. I felt like I fought all the way through. I was battling with Chiz for 15th. For a long time, and I did have a tip over right after the whoops. I kind of slid my front out just a quick, so did lose a little time right there and ended up 17 in the main. So I mean, I'm happy with that. I struggled a little bit in the beginning of the day to try to find that comfort on the bike. We made some changes. That was a lot better for the main event, so I actually set my fastest lap of the day for me personally in the main event. So I kind of kept getting that flow going. So yeah, overall it was good. Gained a couple spots back in the championship, which is good as well. But yeah, it was a bummer missing last weekend. I fractured my fifth metatarsal in St. Louis in the main event, number one for that Triple Crown. So it's definitely a little bit of a challenge. It hasn't been a long time, obviously, since I broke the bone, so it's not feeling great right now. It's not feeling awesome either. Yeah. So
just to make a night show, being off an injury like that, to me, or not a night show, but like a main, well, even a night show, but a main event is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, of all the bones to break, it's probably the best bone to break in your foot. So it's like, I don't need to be a sissy about it, but I mean, it doesn't feel great either,
yeah,
to put it that way. But yeah, so overall, I felt good. I feel like, you know, the team, it was a good night for the team as well. I know Josh Cartwright was bummed not making it in, but he had a great start in the LCQ, and we battled for that last spot there for a little bit. He just missed the main event. So I know he's bummed, but he did great as well. And then obviously it was a good main event for me as well. So the whole MadParts.com Kawasaki MX for Crash Galaxy Cloaking Race team did a good job.
Yeah, no thanks to Jericho.
Oh no, Derek doesn't. He just doesn't do anything. Derek Rankin,
I don't know.
Might as well fire him.
Yeah, I don't know his job.
He better not see this.
He must have something on Bubba.
Okay, I'll just leave. No,
he must have something on Bubba Polly.
Yeah, Derek's doing good.
Yeah, he's great.
He's doing a good job.
What do you think of the track? Because I asked a lot of the other riders I talked tonight from the press box. It looked like the best conditions we've had all year. But then I heard, you know, it wasn't. Maybe it was a little deceiving.
Yeah, it was. It was challenging in a different way that we've had, I guess, in a sense this year. Like, we've had, obviously, really rutty tracks and stuff like that. I think what made it a little bit extra challenging was because it was wet early in the day, so kind of the pockets were still soft even in the main event. But then it got hardened up as you went up in the face. So it was a little bit of an inconsistency on the track. And then you had some spots that just dried out and got really slippery. But, I mean, I did like the track. It was definitely a challenge. I think, you know, considering it did rain earlier in the day and they kind of couldn't control that. You know, typically if it didn't rain, they can control it with watering it so you have more of a more even consistency on the water. But, yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a challenge. I enjoyed the track though. At the end of the day, it's the same for everyone. So we just got to go race, yeah.
Very good point. Three rounds left. Probably looking forward to outdoors a little bit?
Yeah, no, for sure. I want to finish off Supercross strong. I don't want to get too far into, like, outdoors is coming, you know? Okay. Like, it'll be here soon enough, but, you know, focusing on the last three Supercross rounds. But, of course, I mean, I love the grind. I love outdoors. It's where we kind of all start, right? So it's gonna be fun to go do that with the team and try to put in some solid results there as well. But let's finish Supercross first.
Grant Harlan, we're wrapping up here in Nashville. First of all, I remember last year in Nashville, you decided to jump on a brand new Yamaha that you hadn't rode yet.
Yep.
So that was a little sketchy, but you rode well. And then you just told me you feel like you're finally starting to ride well again this year, coming off the big injury from MXDN, as I recall.
Yep.
So how do you feel percentage-wise? Are you 90%?
Dude, we're still like 80, 85. Oof. Like,
well, not bad to get an 18th then.
No, like, I mean, I feel okay-ish, but, you know, I haven't been in too many main events. So, like, you know, you can do all the motos during the week that you want, but when you're only doing at most 6 minutes on the weekend, like, it's hard to really get that time in. So it's, you know, it's nice to be in another one this week and, you know, try and work on the confidence and keep building for outdoors.
Hey, you were telling me you got taken out in the main.
Yep.
So walk us through that. I missed that.
Yeah, so it was like me, Jeremy Hand, Josh Hill, and Freddie. I was at the back of the train. Hand went over the outside of the sand berm.
Okay.
And then just hooked the right and jumped right back on. Just so happened to be me right there, and we went down, and I guess that kind of affected the race, you know, for the lead a little bit, which, I mean, like I said, I was just, you know, cruising along the outside, and next thing I know, I've just got a motorcycle jumping into me, which, you know, kind of happened at Alabama for my first main. So it'd be nice to get through one of these, you know, not crashing.
Well, maybe you should be in the top 10 where not so much mayhem. Come on, man. Come on, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. I need a little bit more speed on the first few laps to be up there, but, you know, we're trying.
Yeah, you are getting back into it. You just mentioned that you're not getting that much race time, and gate drops and actual being on the track while racing makes all the difference. It's going to take time, as you said. So, yeah, I think you're doing well for that. But how do you try to mimic that during the week? How many guys are you training with daily where you at least try to mimic race conditions?
I mean, we got a couple guys down in Texas that I've been riding with, you know, during the week. Mitchell, Cartwright, Miller, Floyd, Masterpool. But the last 2 weeks, I've honestly just started riding outdoors because, like, as much as I want to, you know, get better at Supercross and, you know, be in the mains, like, where I'm struggling on Saturday with, you know, the super soft, ruddy conditions in the rhythms and, you know, hitting the rhythms, like, riding the hard pack practice track isn't really going to benefit me much. So I'm just like, you know, let's get ready for Paula and try the best we can on Saturdays. Keep racing, keep improving, figure out stuff where we can, and, you know, race.
How is the bike right now? How are things with the team? You feel like you've progressed with that?
Yeah, we kind of found, not really settings, just, you know, clicker changes I made in, I think, Seattle that I've kind of liked. And, you know, I can kind of tune throughout the day. But I'd like to next year, you know, have some time in the off season to really go over a bunch of stuff and fine tune it, because, you know, I missed a lot of that this year, and then I kind of jumped right back in the racing and haven't had any time. So
yeah,
we're making do with what we have, and, you know, I feel like it's pretty good right now.
But the focus is kind of already shifted to outdoors. So let's talk about that real quick. Going into outdoors, what's your expectation? We're still a ways out, but expectations for the first round, where would you like to be? And then towards the end of the season, what are you thinking? I mean,
first round, I really like racing Paula. I've always done well there for whatever reason. You know, I'm not even a Cali guy. I've never practiced there. I only race there for nationals. But I think for the first couple, I'd like to have that expectation of, you know, bare minimum points, work my way into that top 15, and then, you know, end of the season, maybe fight for some top 10s. I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult than it was last year.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, as we build through the season, I think I can do that. Especially since I didn't start in October, you know, when I got hurt training, all the way through the season grind like I did last year, where I kind of, at the end of the year, I, you know, kind of fizzled out a little bit. So hopefully by then, you know, I'm just hitting stride and we'll be ready to go.
All right. You're going to go have a conversation with Jeremy Hahn?
No.
We just let it go.
No.
Racing incident.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, like, I can't do anything about it. All right.
We're already on the ground, so.
Well, I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad to see it's coming around. I've been a little worried about you. So.
Dude, I don't want to hear it. Everyone's like, oh, dude, you're so much better than this. It's like, I know. I see the number on my bike every single day, but I've had 3 months on the bike.
Yeah.
I just decided to start racing, you know, can't replicate it, but what are you going to do?
Fair point, man. I'm glad to see it coming around, man. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.